Okay, the last step is confirm requested amount. After you choose the one invoice, the system will show this information for you, the detailed invoice information. But we choose the payment request first. That means the system will know the remaining payment request amount first. The remaining payment request amount, we use the RCS total amount and manipulate the payment request percentage, so we can know the total for this payment request, the total amount. And the second amount is remaining invoice amount. After you choose the invoice, the system can know the invoice total amount and for this invoice we already paid. So the remaining invoice amount we compare with the remaining payment request amount. The system will choose the minimum amount as the requested amount default, and you can change it, but only can less, cannot over.